Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, Revelation 12, verse 7. War will always exist between the two great powers until one or the other is crushed. Peace between good and evil is an impossibility. The very presence of it would in fact be a triumph of the powers of darkness. Michael will always fight. His holy soul is grieved by sin and won't endure it. Jesus will always be the dragon's enemy, actively, vigorously, with full determination to exterminate evil. All his servants, whether angels in heaven or saints on earth, must fight. They are born to be warriors. At the cross, they enter into a covenant to never make a truce with evil. They are a warlike company, firm in defense and fierce in attack. The duty of every soldier in the army of the Lord is daily, with all his heart and soul and strength, to fight against the dragon. Some denominations ignore or pretend the enemy doesn't exist, while Satan secretly converts congregations to his evil cause. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude 4. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Galatians 6, verse 7. So be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. 2 Timothy 4, 2-4.